from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And a woman who covers this team. And generally, she does her job. Well, they're not doing theirs. It's Lauren Williams from the AJC. She joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. So, Lauren, any big mystery, or you thought it was Reese Hache all along?
I don't know if I would say it was a mystery. I think towards the end, you could kind of see the writing on the wall that it was him. It was going to be Zachary Reese Hache, and maybe some of those other guys that were thrown in the mix, not necessarily Star, but, you know, your Donovan Clingens and your Reed Shepherds were kind of the smoke screens a little bit to maybe throw people off the scent. But, I mean, when you go back to the fact that they went to France really shortly after they won the pick, I mean, maybe that was the writing on the wall to tell us that Reese Hache was the guy that they were going to go with.
What do you think the expectation level could be for him in year one? I mean, we've seen what he can do with the ball. We've seen that he can shoot. But how easily do you think that translates to the NBA?
Well, I think it helps when you have some veteran guards in both, you know, Trae Young and DeJounte Murray. Obviously, we're still waiting to see whether it's going to be both of them, one of them, one of the other, whoever it is that's going to end up being there. But I think he's in a really, really good spot, especially when he can play off a guy like Jalen Johnson. I think that might help, especially because of his natural ability to get out in transition, his ability to cut to the basket, and we know that Jalen can pass the ball as well. So I think he has several guys around him that can help build him up. But I don't think the expectation is that, you know, he's going to be this ultimate scorer right out of the gate. I think they're going to have some things that they need to figure out. But I think the way that he kind of earns his minutes, like any rookie, is to play defense. And we know that in the past, Quinn Snyder has been hesitant to play rookies and you know, have them be out there so young. But with him being the first overall pick, there is going to be that expectation. So I definitely expect that he should be in the rotation, at least have some consistent minutes, just because, you know, for a guy to be making, what, $12 million plus in his rookie year to spend time in the G League, he's got to be out there. He's got to be developing, especially a player on the wing. And the faster they can get him out there and get him acclimated to the speed of the NBA, the better.
It is Lauren Williams, guys, covers the Hawks for the AJC with us here this hour of the show, by the way, brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. The Sar thing, we banged on that drum all day yesterday and the day before, Lauren, because I just thought maybe, you know, we need size, we need athleticism, we need a rim protector, and maybe we'll try to address that in free agency. Maybe we still move off Capella. Do you think the Sar thing was ever close, or you think that once he and his group decided to not work out that was done?
Yeah, you know, I think in the 5 years of covering the draft that I have, it's one of those things where I kind of have to believe that he might have worked out with the Wizards prior to the Hawks and got some promises from the Wizards and assurances about how things would go and kind of like those under-the-table agreements, so to speak.
Right.
And once that was in place, that's when he kind of said, you know what, I'm happy with the situation that I might get in Washington, so I'm just going to decline the opportunity to work out with these teams. But, you know, you also hear some of the rumblings about him not necessarily being a fan of, you know, the city from his time at OTE. I personally have not heard that from him. We know he, you know, tried to debate it or denounce it, or what's the word I'm trying to think of, deny it, that he didn't right. have any qualms about coming to Atlanta. But you have to kind of say maybe that played a role, especially because he's a guy that didn't necessarily spend a ton of time in the United States. So how would he know, you know, a bunch about a certain city except for Atlanta, which we know is one of the few places that he has some experience with. We know his brother is out in Oklahoma City. His, you know, he plays for the G League team out there. And so he has a little bit of familiarity, but not that much. So how much different would you expect Washington to be in Atlanta? But I think by the time you see how things lined up on draft night with Wizards trading Denny Avdia to Portland, it kind of, the writing's on the wall. Again, I'm bringing up writing on the wall, but it's kind of there. It tells you that some of those, as I said, but under the table assurances, you know, they played out the way that they needed to so that they could sign their guy or draft their guy.
Lauren Hawks wheeling and dealing today, making a couple of moves, sending away A.J. Griffin, making some mm-hmm. trades. They ultimately mm-hmm. decide on Nikola Jurusic, 6'7", 210 mm-hmm. from Serbia. He is a shooting guard. What do you think they see in him? What-
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Could he potentially bring?
I mean, I'm looking at it as, you know, more offense. I think that right. this team we saw had some trouble with consistent shooting, and it seems that they're trying to, you know, bolster that part of this team's offensive game. They did need some more consistent shooters. We saw that Bogey kind of struggled toward the end of the season, whether he was getting heavy legs from the extra minutes that he had to play with all of the injuries. You know, we saw DeJounte Murray kind of step up, and he was probably one of their more consistent shooters. Other than that, you saw that this team would have nights where they just couldn't seem to hit the bottom of the net. And so I think if they can find as many options as possible, we'll see. The other thing, though, that I'm hearing, and I believe it was either Adrian Wojnarowski or Bob Myers on ESPN mentioning something about them drafting and stashing him over in Europe, and I'm hearing that's something that they're still considering. They're not totally, right. you know, sure. I think they're going to go through the whole process of the mini camps before summer league, seeing how things play out at summer league and how he stacks up against other NBA players before they make that decision. But we'll see how that plays out, because he might not necessarily be on the roster come training camp in October.
Lauren Williams with us, guys. If you're just tuning in, of course, you know about Reese Hoshea, and we're just talking about the 14th pick in this round, which turns out to be a dude that from Serbia looks like a guy that is gone. Now, again,
another Nikola.
But my question with Chris, we were talking about this earlier, I really mm-hmm. thought A.J. Griffin had a shot. I just mm-hmm. wonder that A.J. Griffin, I know there was some off-the-court stuff. You and I talked about this in the last conversation. Mm-hmm. It just seems like it fit the bill, shooting, the Duke pedigree, and now you wonder where hopefully he gets traction in Houston.
Yeah, you're going to have to hope. I think the thing is, it was clear that he was having a hard time cracking the rotation, and now especially with Reese Hoshea in the mix, it's hard for you to see where those minutes will come from, particularly because they're developing Mo Gay into a player who can be one of those bigger wings. Obviously, we know he can play minutes at the center, but I think this team sort of envisions him as a, as that knockdown shooter on the wing that can guard some of those bigger forwards. You got Kobe Bufkin continuing to develop. Who knows what's going to happen with Seth Lundy once his injury, he's healed from that injury. We know he's not playing in summer league, so maybe the Hawks have some plans for him there. We still have no idea what's going to happen with free agency yet. We're still kind of pulling out the pieces on that. So I just think that the path to him getting playing time next season, it just ultimately just got harder with some of the moves that have been made so far. So it's better to allow a guy as young as AJ is. He's only turning 21 in September, just before training camp begins. So, like you said, you hope that he kind of catches on, and I think maybe Houston might be the right fit. He's got a lot of veterans around him who can maybe build him up and help pull him out of, you know, the mental struggles that maybe he was dealing with in Atlanta, and maybe he'll find a way there.
Lauren, when it comes to the timeline of the trade DeJounte decision, what are you hearing in terms of if the Hawks feel like this is something they need to do expeditiously?
You know, they're keeping their hearts really close to their chest. I'm still trying to figure, I think like all of us, we're still trying to figure out what it is that they're doing. I think, you know, they're going to see how the market kind of stacks up, especially with free agency coming up in a couple of weeks or a couple of days rather. And so I think the summer is where it's going to be hot. They're going to be in Vegas soon, talking to a lot of other GMs in person. And I think that's where you might see a little bit more of that negotiation happening.
It is Lauren Williams, guys, from the AJC. I know that we've talked so much about the luxury tax and our owner's aversion to getting in there. I mean, yes, technically you could spend your way out of it, but they're not going to do that. So the exception we talked about with the John Collins trade, do you feel that will be utilized? I mean, it expires, what, July 7th, I believe.
Yeah, they're running out of time, and so maybe that's something that they factor into one of those deals to move one of those guys. Of course, moving one of those guys opens up another trade exception that they're going to have a whole year to use, but I really do think they're still going to be looking kind of at what the market. We know that they have a guy like Donovan Mitchell who's still negotiating with Cleveland. We know Darius Garland is still negotiating with Cleveland, and I think there are a lot of free agents that are going to be coming up on the market that maybe might be a little bit cheaper than the two backcourt guys that they have right now who make up, what, $63 million between the two of them. So I think they're really on the phone negotiating right now. We saw, I believe it was Bobby Marks who talked about DeJounte having the better trade value just because he has a team-friendlier contract, and that might entice more people to pick up the phone and kind of check the pulse there and see what the Hawks are looking to get back. But it's just still hard for me to see a world where they might be able to get draft picks back for DeJounte Murray, even though he does have such a good contract. I mean, if they do get draft picks back, as we saw with what Denver was able to get from Charlotte for Reggie Jackson just a little bit ago, those three unprotected second-round picks, I think that maybe is something that we could see from there, but it's still hard for me to see them getting multiple first-round picks back for DeJounte.
Lauren, when it comes to Trae Young, have you been able to gather anything, rumors or otherwise, about how he feels about this new timeline with the pick of number one at Reese Hoshea? They could have traded the pick for other picks. They could have traded the picks for a player. Do you feel like he's comfortable for the next several years growing with this new nucleus?
You know, I'm not sure about the next several years, but I think he understands that it would be unwise to rush things too much. I could anticipate that maybe he would give it at least, you know, one more year, especially working with Quinn Snyder to see how things unfold. I think he wants to see how free agency pans out. If he's the guy that's moved, then obviously he doesn't have to worry about the timeline in Atlanta. But if DeJounte is the guy that they move on from, who are they getting back in return? And maybe by the trade deadline, we see that his decision becomes a little bit more clear if he wants to stay here or if he subtly asks out. Though it's hard for me to see Trae Young being a guy that asks out just based on kind of what we've learned about him over these last six or so years. You know, he's very grateful to the organization, and so obviously he knows that he has only so long, especially since he's talked so strongly about winning, but I definitely think he would want to try and see how things are, at least for one more year, if he can.
Again, in a world where the owner gets in luxury tax, I had us signing Klay Thompson as a splash uncle and going to get Hartenstein from the Knicks so we have some size in the front court. But none of that's going to happen, so don't even answer that question, Lauren. But, hey, we always appreciate your insight. Next week, hopefully we're talking about some money moves and trying to improve this roster and get out of this rut. Because Lauren deserves to recover a better team. She's so good at her job.
Damn right.
Thank you.
Fresh from Barclays.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.